Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good Monday morning to you. I hope you're having a good day so far. I have Brian Prowitz here in the studio with us, and when you hear that song, you know it's time to talk about ADX Digital Marketing.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning to you, Brian. Wow, what a weekend.
What a time to be alive.
Right? I know, Brian. I don't know if this is going to make us like nerds or what, but we were both in agreement about something exciting that's happening in our world right
now. Yeah, well, I mean, and it's going to translate into a conversation about video, digital marketing, digital targeted marketing using video. And the reason I'm settling on this today or coming to this topic is because apparently Meg as well, but we spent a tremendous amount of time this weekend watching the live Artemis 2 feed.
Oh my gosh,
on YouTube.
Yes.
I'm sure, and maybe it's on other channels out there in the world. I don't really know. But when stuff like this happens and you can get an unfiltered, essentially, feed of what's happening.
And they're 80,000 miles away?
Oh, they're more than that now.
Wow.
They're like 17,000 miles and closing on the moon.
Unbelievable.
17,000 miles. Like on the video feed, not that I was not working or had it at my desk, but the moon is getting way just bigger and bigger in the camera view of where they're going. And they're just waking up right now. And anyway,
it's
tell
incredible.
You all about it.
Yeah, it's incredible.
But I was watching a tremendous amount of YouTube over the weekend. And what that meant was every time I would change channels, because I'd go over, I mean, I kind of have my loop now, of my favorite things to look at and update. Oh, did they send out a new video this week kind of a thing? So as you go in and out of those channels, and of course, as you're sitting there watching, YouTube will break in and play a commercial break.
Right.
And we can have, if you have video content, whether that's a TV commercial that you had produced or just a video you've produced, if there's something on your Facebook or Instagram, if there's something on your website, we can take that video and deploy it in many, many ways. But I thought I would start with YouTube since you and I both spent so much time on it this weekend. It made sense. So the first thing is you can take that video and deploy it to YouTube. Now, YouTube has a couple of different ways to do this. One is YouTube TV, which of course many, many people have.
I subscribe to that.
Yep. And we can deploy ads to you. But YouTube.
And I do see local ads on that, by the way.
Yeah, I know, because I'm going to call all of them. but also YouTube Plus. So you could do YouTube TV. YouTube TV is like the most direct way to hit a lot of people who are streaming, who use that every day as their way of watching live TV. And when we're talking about video deployment on a device, we're talking about if you're watching live TV on a device connected to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's the definition of the different platforms or, I guess, devices that we can hit. But with YouTube Plus, you can get four different places to advertise with just one buy. So that would include YouTube TV as part of YouTube Plus. Now I'm talking about, okay?
Right.
Imagine the YouTube Plus umbrella. Under the umbrella, YouTube TV, Google TV, YouTube Movies, and YouTube Channels.
Okay.
And that's where, when you and I are popping in and out of those channels, that's where, boom, we're going to see those local ads, okay? So, but Google TV, let's talk about that for just a second. Your televisions are all loaded with all of these apps when you turn it on the first time.
Right.
And among those apps could easily be Google TV. That is a free ad-supported smart TV platform with built-in channels and apps. Your entire television platform might be Google TV. And if that's the case, we can also advertise to you.
Mm-hmm.
So as a place to start the conversation about all the places that we can run video ads for your company, YouTube Plus and YouTube TV is a very, very strong place to start. By the way, I wanted to also jump in here because one of the tools that we have at our disposal is a research request. We can say, hey, we want to learn a lot of information about this particular company, and we can look into industry trends and digital advertising history. There's a lot of information. And I did one for a company, and this is what popped up. Check this out. What subscription or streaming service do you use for television programming? Now, this is specific to, let's just say the tourism industry, okay?
Sure.
So what subscription or streaming services do you use? Peacock, Paramount Plus, Amazon Prime, YouTube TV, all in the top five. Number one was Amazon Prime. We're going to talk about that. We can advertise on Amazon Prime for you. Next, Paramount Plus and Peacock. Both of those are in our network.
Mm-hmm.
We can also advertise to those. YouTube TV, we just talked about. AMC Plus, that's even part of all of these. So like Fubo, Discovery Plus, AMC, yeah. So these are all platforms that are in our network that we can advertise on.
That's amazing because that reach has to be huge.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of people.
And YouTube TV, that includes all the major networks plus local,
mm-hmm.
BT Dubs, Comedy Central, Food Network, FS1.
All the sports stations?
Many of them, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them. So very, very powerful. YouTube TV, YouTube Plus, both places to start the conversation around how we can advertise using video with your company. Now, we can also just do straight up video ads. If you have a 15 or 30 second video ad, then we can deploy that when people are watching a video. I consume a tremendous amount of sports, not a surprise. So when I'm watching, you know, the victory, UCLA. I was like, yeah, it's not UConn. We know they went down in a flaming ball of frustration, Gino. But so when I want to watch UCLA win that women's national championship replay, sometimes there'll be a 15 or 30 second spot that runs in front of that video that I'm watching, and there it is. So we can do that video ad. And then next, we're going to talk about connected TV, Amazon, social mirror, connected TV. We're just getting started. We're just scratching the surface. We're still 17,000 miles from completing this conversation.
Oh, my goodness. Brian Prowitz is here on Pep Talk. If you got a question for him about ADX Digital and how you can use video to market your business, just text it in here at 850-437-1620 or
call Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000.
We'll be back in just a few minutes. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We're talking this morning with Brian Prowitz about how we can use video to market our business or your organization.
Yeah, and we started with YouTube TV and YouTube products and talked just about regular video ads that run before some of the video content that you might watch on your device. So we're going to continue now with connected TV. Connected TV used to be called over-the-top television. Now, connected TV is our ability to send video ads to 100% to connected TVs. That is the big screen on your wall connected to Wi-Fi. And that is embedded into programming content that people stream on their internet connected TVs. A tremendous amount of money and effort is put into advertising this way these days. But the coolest part of this, and I think something that separates us from some of the competition, or maybe all of it, is that we can target these ads. So imagine that you want to just hit households that have a specific household income or the home value. Let's say you are a remodeling company or you're selling a big ticket item and you only want to reach people whose homes are worth $350,000 or more. We can target that audience.
Wow.
Within the geography you choose. So we talk a lot about this. If you're in Pensacola, maybe your target audience is Escambia and Santa Rosa counties only. Maybe mm-hmm. you don't want to go beyond that. Maybe you want to go to Baldwin and Okaloosa. Maybe you want to go even further than that. We can choose the geography you want to hit and then select who it is inside that geography you want to reach.
That's incredible.
And
really.
That is
that's just incredible to
basic
me.
Targeted marketing wow. 101 for almost every product that we have. But behavioral targeting then goes into that. How do people, do they indicate that they are interested in your particular item? We can use AI to help with targeting. We can retarget from your website. And here's maybe, we've been talking a lot about this lately. If you have a database, let's say you have a CRM and it's filled with email addresses and physical addresses and you have some information on people who've done business with you in the past,
mm-hmm.
or that you just are working as a lead, we can take that Excel sheet and we can put that into the system and just target addresses.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so easy.
And then you can actually go another step beyond that and generate a lookalike audience off of wow. who you have. So you know this is your list of customers, right? And this is not spam, by the way, because this is called first-party data. If you have done business with that person, you can choose how you use that information. And mm-hmm. obviously the big no-no would be if you were selling that off. That's where people freak out, and that's spam. But if right. you're using it to reach back out to somebody who's done business with you, that's totally within – that's understood. But you can take that list and then go find people who match some of the qualifications of that list and go find people that don't know you exist who match that the customers you've had in the past.
But you do all this for – the client.
Yes.
So yeah, So everything you're talking about, which now gets a little overwhelming for me.
Sure.
But I understand that it's such specific targeting that I'm really getting the most bang for my buck is what I'm thinking. Because now I'm not just sort of throwing it out there and hoping someone sees it. Now I'm actually targeting people who've either done business with me before or are very likely to do business, right?
Yes, yes. And by the calculations we do, we can tell you how many times the people are probably going to see the ad.
Mm-hmm. So and then you come back later and say, who did see the ad?
Yes, and we have matchback. we can tell you if they saw the ad and came to your website. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things we can do with that information downstream. So it starts with geography, behavioral, AI, retargeting, and custom audience match. That's all for connected TV. And again, that's one of a handful. I mean, on my list here, and I don't know if I'm going to get to everything. We've got, you know, 7 or 8 different ways that we could take video and deploy that on behalf of your company in order to reach the targeted audience that you most want to reach. And sometimes people, you'll say, hey, who's your target audience? And they'll go, everyone. And you go, right. Okay, let's do a bell curve. Mm-hmm. In the middle, who's that? What's right. that audience? Let's go after those folks. And then you get a little bit more focused. A couple other things, Amazon. Mm-hmm. We can target your target audience via Amazon. Now, we can do... We can work on like who your target audience is and find that person when that person goes to Amazon. Famously for me, I had in my previous iteration of my marketing company when I was still living in Oregon and hadn't seen the light and come here to Florida, I was working with a company and they had a very specific list of things. So let's just say babies. Okay. So if I've got a children's store or something. My target audience would be parents of young children.
Mm-hmm.
On Amazon, we can target, let's say, diapers baby toys
mm-hmm.
or children's clothing. And so first of all, I would go after parents of young children in the geography we're talking about. Maybe there's an age bracket. Maybe there's a household income level you'd like to target. But so we would go after those folks when they go to Amazon or Amazon partner websites. But here's the real magic is when they search the specific product. Now they fall into our bucket. Now we're advertising to them because they search for your product online.
Mm-hmm.
But we want them to come to your store instead.
Wow.
And we can hit them with your advertising. We could also use Social Mirror, which we talk a lot about. Social Mirror CTV is a very powerful concept. Social Mirror. Connected TV using a post from your socials as the ad,
mm-hmm.
which solves a big problem for some people. Some people say, I don't have a 15 or 30 second commercial laying around.
Right.
So what do I do? Well, do you have something on Facebook or Instagram that mm-hmm. you really like? Even mm-hmm. if you produce it yourself, it's totally fine. We just take that URL and use that as the ad.
Wow.
And it is very, very powerful. So we have many, many ways to get video out there in front of your target audience using ADX Digital Marketing.
Okay, so who do we contact if we're interested? Because I may be hearing this and thinking, I don't know where to begin.
Yeah.
But you can sit down and evaluate and help me?
Yep, we make it very, very simple. Give a call to Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000. 850-262-6000. We will simplify this for you. We'll figure out the best way to go about it. We'll talk about how much it costs. We'll do a little forecast, a little preview. Little proposal, and then get very laser-focused on the best way to move forward with you with ADX Digital Marketing.
Okay. If you've got a question for Brian about ADX Digital Marketing, it's still time to text it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We'll be back after the break. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our expert on digital marketing is here, Brian Prowitz. Brian, what you got for us? Got just a couple minutes left.
Yep. Well, we talked about all the ways that we can deploy video on behalf of your business today, starting with YouTube TV and YouTube Plus. video ads, connected TV. We can take your ad and run it on Amazon and target the people that you're looking for. Social mirror CTV, I touched on just briefly. Take that video, post it to your socials, and we can use that as an ad. My favorite part of that is we can slap a QR code up there as well. So you can scan. People sitting in their house can scan to go straight to your website or light up your phone number on their phone as they're sitting in their house watching TV. So social mirror, CTV, connected TV, very, very, very powerful. But the strategies are very important here as well. We start with geography. We get into behaviors. AI is a big part of this. I'm going to talk about that for a second. Retargeting means if somebody comes to your website, then they fall into the bucket. They start seeing the ads as well. And then we can take your spreadsheet, your database, and target people based on their address and then create a lookalike audience off of those people so that you can find more people who resemble your very best clients. So AI, in this case, is very, very helpful. In the AI world of digital targeted advertising, what will happen is your ad will run in front of everyone out there, and then as people begin interacting with it, then the machine learning, if you will start eliminating the people that didn't react to it and start focusing more on the people who did.
Wow.
So as time goes by, the big funnel starts to get very, very targeted and very, very specific over time, and that's how AI works in this case when it comes to finding people who interact with your ad positively, who would suggest possibly that they are interested in your product or service. So all of those things start, I know it gets overwhelming, but it all starts with a call to Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000 if you want to talk digital targeted marketing. And if right now, if you do, and we sit down, I promise there's going to be some conversation somewhere about Artemis too. I just know that's going to come out of my mouth, talking about how amazing it is to sit there and watch all that live as it's happening and unfolding, as history is just unfolding right in front of us.
Are they reaching the moon today?
Yeah, today is the flyby. Today is the flyby. Yeah, they're probably 15,000 miles from the moon now.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, which is like you can reach out and touch it now.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so how do we get in touch with you again?
Yep, start with Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000 to start the conversation about digital targeted marketing with ADX Digital Communications. We can't wait to sit down and ask questions of you about your business. One of my favorite things to say is, I'm not going to start talking to you about how you should market your business until you tell me a lot about what's going on. We want to have that conversation and get it started today.
All right. Thank you so much, Brian. He's one of our marketing consultants here at ADX Communications.